Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is November 6th and the sixth day of NaNoWriMo. Today, we're going to talk about how to love the imperfection in your story. For many writers, writing the introduction or even the first paragraph is the most difficult part of writing your novel. For many other writers, writing that first sentence after the introduction is the most difficult part. Let me explain. When readers start a novel, their minds are looking to get into the story right away. There's only one way to go, and that's forward. They have no idea how long it took the author to agonize over each word or sentence before placing it just so. That reader just wants to see your story and have a grand old time. As a writer, what is it that makes it so hard to just give the people what they want? Most writers are readers, and most readers are used to seeing a story just play out. What you may not know is that the writers don't necessarily write the stories as readers read them. They have a few, sometimes more than a few, rounds of revisions and editing. I'm talking about the pros here. If their work can stand a few rounds of revision, then why do we feel that we must put everything down on the page perfectly in the first pass as it's meant to be read in its final form? Before the galley copies and the proofreading, like your livelihood depends on it, this is your chance to have fun, to try something new, to experiment with the imperfect. The process of imperfect writing on the first pass. Da, 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 da. All right, writers, let's try a writing experiment. This will take about 4 word sprints of 15 to 20 minutes. In your first word sprint, write an action-packed scene with multiple characters in your story as you normally would. In your second word sprint, try to write that same scene as retold from a different character's point of view. If you are writing from an omniscient narrator's point of view, do the same thing with the word sprint for an action-packed scene. But try changing that narration to a first-person point of view of a character. For the last word sprint, try switching the scene from an omniscient narrator to a character who is the least knowledgeable about what's happening as the exciting scene unfolds all around them. This could be a stranger passing by, an animal, or a small child. When you're done, read these back and see if there's one version that draws you in more than the others. Is the most interesting scene version written in a point of view that you weren't initially using to write your story? Of course, you can go back and rewrite the scene the normal way that's consistent with the rest of your story and get even more words toward your goal, as long as you don't delete what you did in the first word sprint. You're welcome. Did you try this experiment? I'm curious to know if your point of view on writing imperfectly has changed. Let me know by using the hashtag AMadVox on Twitter or tweeting at me, AMadVox, and I'll be sure to check them out. By now, you have a new way to move forward in your novel and keep the interest of the reader top of mind versus the writer who is hesitant to let your story out. There are prompts that you can follow on the NaNoWriMo website, as well as Twitter on the Nano Sprints account, and also in Chat Nano. I will put these links in the show notes, which you can find at podcast.amadvox.com. That's all I have for today. I hope that with this exercise, you'll be able to reduce the dread in moving forward in writing your story and ramp up the excitement where your reader can't wait to read what's next. Tune in next time for some tools and tips to get you fired up and ready to rock your next writing session. See you tomorrow.
You've just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something imperfect.